Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. We have an announcement from staff.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
As you find it on the table, I put some flyers for a couple of our historic preservation workshops. Tomorrow, we have one that's geared toward realtors doing work in our historic district, and it's the design review process, tips and tricks for realtors. That's tomorrow in this room at noon. It'll be about an hour. And then next Tuesday, we're doing that same thing, but for contractors on the 28th at Sloss Furnace at noon. So there's some flyers out where you sign in. If you're interested, please take one. We also have a historic walking tour next Wednesday at Avondale Park in the 41st Street Revitalization District at noon. So if y'all have any questions, come see me. Thank you.
Is lunch provided?
It's a BYOL you want to, but we usually do have snacks and water.
BYOL.
Never heard of it.
And for the tricks, we're not teaching tricks because we're not all about them, okay?
Yeah, tips and tips.
Tips.
We know all about the tricks.
I know.
All right. Draft minutes are not ready at this time. Item number one for a verse, Mr. David Brown, 1800 Third Avenue North, the Lyric Theater. This is for approval of a signage package.
That's right. Surprise, surprise. Morning, everybody. What we're doing here is editing the existing canopy there at Lyric Theater on the southwest corner of the building. What we're doing is replacing the three sides of each of the two canopies. The two adjacent sides would be static images built identically to the way we did the Alabama Theater, in which they are what you're seeing there in white Lyric Theater, and the decorative border would be white pushed through acrylic. And so now only those components of the canopy on the edges would light up. The front of each canopy would be stacked reader board faces would be replaced with EMCs. And so what you're seeing here on this next page is just the construction detail in which we have to remove the existing faces and replace them with an EMC that's 2'4" housed within a cabinet. So we're going to frame each of the two EMCs. They're not just going to be bare electronics on the edges. It'll be housed within the cabinet that we build. The end game is that all three sides will match up with their respective corners. So we're going to have a finished look around all three sides of each of the two canopies. But again, the construction of this will be just like what we did at the Alabama Theater. It's the same client, frankly. They wanted it to look the same. And so that's the scope for it. Now, the functionality of the EMCs would be exactly like what the Alabama Theater does. In fact, I've created some guidelines that I have. I don't think they're in this set of drawings, so Cheryl, if you don't mind, I'm going to give you...
We have.
Oh, you do? Oh, thank you. Look at that. Thank you. Ava, I appreciate that. I only sent it to you late last night, so you do have that. Please, look through there. I mean, the intent is pretty clear. I think it's pretty benign. It's really only cliff notes is that it's more theater centric, the messaging, as far as events. No advertising, things like that, for outside businesses. We need to bring the sign into the 21st century. I mean, the changeability has been problematic for years. Especially with the static board that they had, those letters, believe me, were castled in that question. They kept falling off. And
okay, David, let me go ahead and interrupt you for just a minute. Cheryl, you have a question.
So, David, when the two cabinets come together, is there an overlap or is there a offset?
It's going to be a finished corner. So it's not going to be, it's going to be this.
Okay, so you're adding a piece of some sort.
It'll be finished where it's 90. It's 90. Where the two cabinets meet, Cheryl, it'll be a clean corner.
So is that the side panel jutting out or the front panel jutting out?
The front panel is going to have to jut out a little bit. It's got to have a little bit of depth, the EMC for ventilation purposes.
But it will overlap the side panels so you get that 90-degree
return? Yes, that's the intent, okay. To give it a finished look. It's kind of like what they had. I noticed it when I drove here this morning that it has that finished corner look now, and that's of course what they want to retain. We don't want this to look aftermarket.
Well, okay, let me ask this question. At night, are you not going to have competing lighting with the Lyric itself and then with the marquee light down at the bottom? See,
that's not, yeah, I mean, so
I understand that's
Alabama.
That's the place.
Yeah, the Alabama doesn't have the big Lyric sign on it though.
No, but it's got the changing.
That's always been the case.
Mm-hmm. That sign, if you remember the Lyric Theater lettering, it has these sort of LED, incandescent-looking LED bulbs within it. Kind of, you know, gives that real theater district look.
Oh yeah, I mean we're familiar with that, but
and then the same thing underneath the campus.
I think
that's
the beauty of it. I mean, both of them.
Apples, oranges.
Fighting, but competing.
Yeah, the obvious difference between this and the Alabama Theater is the size of it, and with that thin, long shape of the EMC, it's really limited to text only, but there's no intent to scroll and show any sort of video. Y'all wouldn't want that, and they don't want that. The face material of the sides is going to be painted aluminum, and then it's going to have routed copy with white push-through acrylic.
So the corner that turns, do they interlock?
I don't know if they interlock, but they would put
just overlap.
The finished product is going to be a 90-degree relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be where you have some sort of unfinished gem, where you just took two, you know, three pieces and put them together and hope that they match. The intent is for it to look like one monolithic
right, which it would not look like if it overlapped.
If, you know, this is a visual business. I'm not really picking up what you're talking about.
What do you mean? When you have a corner coming together like this, that's what you see. Mm-hmm. If it's two corners come together, let's say this corner turns. When this corner turns, it creates a seam.
I think what he's saying is
it's going to do this, right?
Right. Okay.
That's not overlap. I'm sorry. I misspoke. That is not overlap.
So you got an open end. Something has to happen at that corner. Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to pull apart.
Well, we could always put, you know, the goal is to have it look finished. And so if that means that after everything's said and done, you could overlap it with a piece of angle, for example, that would finish off the corners, we could always do that. But again, it's supposed to be... It's an important thing. It's a high-profile sign. We don't want this to look like we just threw up three pieces on top of the existing structure. There's going to be... fit, you know, they're going to meet at the corners, the two adjacent pieces.
There's going to be a lot, there's got to be a lot.
Well, they're either going to do that or
yeah, okay.
that
yeah.
or that.
But they're not telling us what they're going to do.
We don't know which of those.
If it's a mitered corner, I mean, it is possible that it ends up being a mitered corner, but whatever the case is, it's going to be finished. And at 2'4", we're not talking about some huge, ugly-looking seam. And it's all going to be painted the same color as well. So, you know, your concerns are the same as ours, and we're not trying. You know, we certainly do not want this to look like it just got thrown up there. So, I mean, again, the intent is for it to be a 90-degree relationship. And if that means we have to miter the corner, I can make that note right now. We should miter the corners.
You can do it however you want to. I'll just ask the question.
The point is, David, is we don't see that detail.
Yeah.
So we've got to trust that, and we know that you guys do high-quality signage. But we're bringing it to your attention so that you don't get that sign up there and go, oh, we forgot to think about this.
No, absolutely not, Cheryl. And that's certainly something that will be conveyed immediately. That's how we need to have this corner finished.
Craig, you want to make a motion?
Want to make a motion?
Not really. Yeah. I move we accept as presented. I don't have anything that, I mean, I just have to kill the question.
Hey, just seconds. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, David.
Thank you all very much.
Ms. Kim DeGroote with Scott Services Signs, 9512 Parkway East. This is for the AutoZone. It's in the Parkway East District for signage. Yes, sir.
I'm Justin White. I'm representing Scott Services and Mr. Kim DeGroote. We are proposing to install a channel letter sign at 9512 Parkway East for an AutoZone. It's currently, the building is next to a Consum Plus. It's just a channel letter sign, only one sign is going in. It'll be an illuminated sign.
Staff, does it meet the guidelines?
Yes, it does, and it meets zoning. Sign meets guidelines and zoning.
That's where everything about that.
Is this new construction or is this?
It's an existing building.
Okay, so were there any letters removed?
There's nothing to be removed.
Okay, there weren't any signs there before.
There may have been in the past, but there is nothing there.
Okay, so one of the things that we always ask is, because if we don't have any pictures of the existing building, is if there's any like remnants of that existing sign that it gets repainted.
It has been.
Okay.
Refinished.
Right. So it's a clean finish.
Yes.
Okay.
And the right. Any holes?
Oh,
there are no holes.
Okay.
It's painted white, and the channel that we're installing will be painted a lot of white.
Okay. So it matches the.
It'll match.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. I move that we approve as presented.
Second.
All of the favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those against, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Ms. Jessica Bennett with Architecture Works, 524 32nd Street South. This is in the Lakeview District. Exterior alterations of an existing structure. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Bruce Lanier. I'm initiating for Jessica. So this is an adaptive reuse of an existing building you see right here into a restaurant. And another one. So the existing building is just a nondescript masonry building. It's actually a district thing.
So are we talking about the whole building that we're looking at right now, or just the right side of it?
Just the right side of it.
Okay. Okay. So we're not talking about the dentistry.
That's right. Which was actually updated at some point in the somewhat recent history.
Do what now?
The dentist side is, yeah, we're not with it. We're not doing anything.
There's a big old sign on this drawing that said existed
now.
No work. No work on this area.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sure. So what you see in this site plan is the purple is the existing building footprint, and the orange is what we're adding on to it to create room for some bathrooms and an exterior courtyard. And then the green is behind it, that's just a service area. Same diagram. So Here's what the key. There we go. So we're replacing the sloped storefront windows with some individual punch windows that are simulated aluminum divided light to look like steel windows. And then we're adding a courtyard and entrance to the side of it, and speaking with the concrete block that's sort of all around this area, we're trying to dress it up a little bit and looking at the outside for the breeze block.
Is that a tree in the courtyard?
That is a tree in the courtyard.
Is it already there, or are you going to plant it?
We're going to plant it. And that is intended to be a pretty large Japanese maple at the time it gets planted.
Does the building go into the corner, the addition, go into the street corner?
No, it's not.
Those vertical elements that I see on your building, downspouts?
Those are downspouts. This is one of those things where the computer rendering doesn't really look exactly right. Those are downspouts. And that's the side elevation, so sort of,
So on the street facade, your primary entrance is indented there where the new construction comes, and that's just a egress door that's to the left?
That's correct.
And you're not coming for any signage today, this is just the building envelope?
Just the building envelope, that's right.
And landscaping?
Landscaping is going to be part of a separate package that addresses kind of the balance of the site, and that's actually not as far along as this project and another one that's adjacent to it.
So that potential additional streetscape?
That's correct, and that's something that actually Ms. Cohen is leading the charge on. It's just not ready for showtime yet.
So Bruce, we've been seeing projects in this neighborhood and really talking about contributing to street vitality. So I appreciate that the courtyard has the perforated blocks that will hear the activity there, but the sort of suburban landscape that then cuts it off from sidewalk and that I'm seeing there, is a little antithetical to what we've been asking for in this neighborhood, where we're trying to really help build that momentum towards a more pedestrian-oriented neighborhood that's not just about where you go in, but how you understand contribution to street vitality. And I know 32nd is not a very friendly street, but that's yet, right? I mean, it's changing.
Right.
In that neighborhood.
So, the perforated block, have a visual sort of, not just an acoustical, but also a visual connectivity. I think it was an expressed interest of this particular owner to, have this zone a little more private off of the street, really specifically because of the amount of activity and street noise that is right there, and, they have made this auto right across the street from it, which doesn't really sort of currently, for his near-term need to develop a business, work for it. I think in this future package that CCR is working on, a lot of what you're talking about there in terms of vitality along the street is actually going to be addressed kind of for the site as a whole in a way that I don't think this actually is detrimental. It's complementary.
So this is just floor plan, this is just building elevation that we're looking at today.
It's just this building. Our scope is just related to this building right here.
Can we go to the finish? And then on the page.
There you go. things don't show up the same on TV. Lights is what we're doing here. And then window cladding is black. And then there's some wood accent at that entry.
Where's the agreeable gray?
The agreeable gray, if you can flip back to the elevation one more back, please. So you see down here across the top of the elevation right there, where it says, it's basically agreeable gray goes, they're really close, right? And the intent is just not a subtle change here, but basically.
This sound good.
So basically, the agreeable gray is all of this, and then this piece right here,
okay, gotcha.
And then the courtyard elements sort of slide behind that in this sort of slightly lighter white.
So that pops your front end.
That's right, just to give a little bit of differentiation between the elements.
So the landscape plan will come back.
Landscape plan will come back.
And
signage.
Yes. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you all.
It's Tammy Cohen.
512
32nd Street South, the exterior alterations of an existing structure. Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. This is right across the alley from what Bruce just presented. So that's 32nd Street. Used to be an electrical type showroom and warehouse. Well, hang on. Okay, so we phase 5th. 32nd and the alley. So we're renovating three sides of the building. It will be a multi-tenant retail building. We have a tenant for the front side of the building that you see on your right, facing 5th, that small parking lot. So that's the first tenant, and the rest of the building will be subdivided as we have tenants come along. So along 5th, we need to remove the front wall. It's a single white CMU block wall with EVAs on it and no windows. So we're removing that and putting back a new upstud steel wall insulation, three-part hard coat stucco, new window openings. I'll show you in the renderings. And then we're replacing the windows along 32nd. And we're adding, hopefully, if we get the tenants on the south side, south side of the alley, we'll be adding windows there. We're doing pretty big openings on the north and the south, creating a corridor that connects from that parking lot through to Bruce's project with the restaurant and an outdoor space that we want to present in 2 weeks. And that's what he's saying, landscape, hardscape, sidewalks, street trees, bike lanes, and the outdoor space will be presented later. So here's the north side. On the right is the new entry, the corridor I just showed you that connects through. The new windows, canopies are aluminum. We have silver aluminum canopies. We have black storefront, which are glazing. So mostly clear, but for being able to see into the retail spaces. The white will be this white, which blends with Bruce's courtyard. And what you see, we're in the middle, we're replacing the metal panels and more of a gray metal there. That piece of the building slopes in, canopy will be added, storefront will be replaced. And the left openings left of that centerpiece are new punched openings.
So could we back up to the site plan, Tammy? And so I in that last elevation, I was on the street looking.
This is kind of the corner, spaces 5th and 32nd.
Okay, but I'm on 32nd looking at this.
Is this that alley you were referring to? Mm-hmm.
And so,
you get an indication of the street trees. The planters are not going to be that large, but there will be landscaping.
And then the off-street parking that we're seeing, where is that in the site plan? That's what I'm...
This little lot to the top.
To the top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the project that Bruce talked about, where is it?
It's to the south.
To the
across
south.
Across the alley. So these are two parcels, two distinct parcels. But it's kind of hard to explain. They will tie together with landscaping, outdoor entertainment, yeah. Venue.
Go back to the site plan for a second. Is this lockable, or what is this right here?
Those are new storefront entries.
All right, so this can be closed off at an hour?
Mm-hmm. The idea is to have common restrooms for all of these tenants and to supplement the restrooms that we'll be having outside that I'm bringing you later.
Okay.
And the gray hatched area there is...
Same owner. He owns the building and would like to put a tenant in the front portion that faces Bill. But we don't have that tenant now. And I think first renovated that building earlier.
One of the alley, is it open air? Okay.
Yeah.
So the storefront that we were looking at, no back and forth, that's what we showed.
The alley will stay an alley.
Right. So to the right, is that the alley I'm going through?
You will connect to the alley. That's the corridor, if we go back to the plan, and that's the back side of the corridor. So this is the alley, that black street. Does that make sense?
I'm lost.
Yeah.
We'll go to the plan.
Okay.
So which street is Fifth?
Sorry, this is going up and distorted. 32nd? Alley.
Oh,
okay. That's the alley. I was
so
making that fit.
I thought
okay.
That was the alley.
No, this is the alley. So we're creating this corridor that has common restrooms, and these are our tenant spaces. And this corridor will have a striping across the alley that's going to connect to a future, assume, entertainment kind of area. And Bruce's restaurant lounge sits right here. There's that.
And where does that alley go?
All the way through 31st. There's the alley, Fifth Alley South.
Okay. Then it goes between 5th and 6th, doesn't it?
Yeah, between 5th and 6th.
Yeah.
No. We're facing 5th. This is 32nd. The alley is this Fifth Alley South.
So
between 31st and 32nd.
The site plan again.
The first page.
Yeah, you. No, back. So the alley is. Can you go back to that?
Oh, that's actually a helpful view right there, though.
Actually, yeah, you can see.
That's right. Okay. Well. Fifth.
Yeah.
This is our project alley. And here's Bruce's right here. The church used to be there.
So that's where the church used to be.
It looks like there's a building that he's talking about.
Okay.
Go back
now
to
I know where it's from. That's where the church used
to be. Where's the...
The church that didn't
play.
Here's the alley.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the... There's another view somewhere. Right there. Okay, so it looks like this building interrupts the alley, right?
No, here's the alley. We're set back, and we're trying to create a sidewalk, and we're trying to put the storefronts on that
side.
So these two start speaking to each other, and there's a future.
All right, so I'm going to assume that when you bring the landscaping and all that stuff back, we're going to be able to see how this is tied together.
I can show you a preliminary.
No, I don't know the preliminary.
But y'all been working.
I was trying to understand. I didn't know where the alley was.
I know. Sorry. The building set back. The green building sits on the alley. This one is set back.
Okay.
Here's the alley. Here's 32nd.
Okay.
The streetscape improvements have been coordinated with BDOT, right? Y'all have been working with them?
Kimberly Horn is working on that, civil engineer.
And then you'll bring back a master sign plan because you've got a multi-tenant building.
That's right.
Okay.
We'd like to bring back landscape and signage.
Any chance we're going to see both landscape plans at the same time?
It's one.
Well, we can always say we'd like to see it at the same time.
They're saying that it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's McNally Landscape and Kimberly Horn Civil.
Do we know them?
Yeah. Do we know
them? I'm not familiar with either one of those. Right?
I'm not familiar with those, are you? Do I hear a motion?
Not ready to show it.
That's fine.
Right. Do I hear a motion?
We're developing
some. I move we accept as presented.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Good job.
Thank you.
That is a huge wasteland right now.
It's an opportunity.
And this is, yeah.
It's an opportunity.
It is.
I don't understand is, again, how introverted the courtyard is. Given
well,
they're going to landscape.
Just knock it down like 5 feet. So you can see it.
That's. It could happen. Item number 5, Mr. Chander Arora, 425 20th Street South, Midtown. Good morning.
Good morning. Sharon Bradshaw, Office of Science.
Good morning.
I'm working with Mr. Chander, about the Qdoba Mexican and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And I believe we've, you know, followed the guidelines of the master sign plan and the code requirements for the city. Of course, I hear I'm asking if we're approved to proceed.
No. So do we have a master?
Do we have a master plan?
You guys have them in front of you. The existing master sign plan. The only difference is that the letters are just a little taller to match the existing Chase sign that's along the same building.
Yeah, that's great. The sign band area was on like 14 inches.
So this is what we approved now.
This is what we approved, right?
That's correct.
How did Chase, did we approve Chase? Being?
I don't remember approving Chase. But that doesn't mean anything.
Did we approve Chase?
Is Chase in both those storefronts on the corner, or is it just where the sign is?
That's probably where they were able to go, you know, larger, because they had
no.
Larger suite elevation.
This looks
so Chase may go all the way to here.
Chase is
this is not the way it's supposed to work.
Okay, all right, go back to the how you said it?
Qdoba.
Where is this? This
and it's off of the Tropical Cafe. Are you
yes,
making
sir.
That proposal?
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Does this fall within the guidelines?
It's within the guidelines that you have been approved for.
I'm sorry.
What about our...
If it's within the guidelines and it has been approved by somebody.
What about the master plan of this?
It's a little taller.
Huh?
It's a little taller than the existing master sign plan.
The Chase was to the right.
So we had 1'2" was the height on the existing. This is the approved master sign plan.
That's correct.
And this is quite the height.
And both signs are not in compliance, or all three are not in compliance with the master.
I don't remember seeing the Chase.
We didn't see it. We never approved that.
So it was a...
I think we approved this, and they put Chase in.
Yeah.
Does it say on here, like a max square footage on the master sign plan? I didn't see that.
It gives a dimension.
Yeah.
Of 1'2".
Right.
And this is double.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, they're pretty hard.
More than double.
To make small, to be able to read.
It's pedestrian.
Well, the challenge is now they really will do better if they all match each other as opposed to suddenly having them be little.
Yeah, I mean, the intent is to have it fit within the architecture, which you've really done. I mean, how do you feel about this?
Kind of stuck with the design.
I can tell you that the signage is going to get bigger the next one comes.
Well, we have an opportunity to make a comment here where it's like, you know, we changed the master
this
sign.
This remains the maximum.
I mean, where a cafe is sitting right on top of the storefront.
Yeah. It's even bigger. Well, there's an awning of some sort there or not.
Right under the windowsill. The Chase.
Well, it looks like the raceway of Chase actually breaks the line of the window.
It does.
Heading.
Well, that was the intent.
So I suppose they got zoning approval in violation of the master plan.
We approved the master plan, and then they put Chase up. We did not approve Chase.
Somebody did.
But our regulations are different than zoning's.
Okay.
Correct.
So.
But they had to have a permit to put up the sign.
Maybe.
No.
Okay.
Sometimes they do.
Okay.
They should have gotten a permit.
They should have a sign permit. Yep.
But.
Okay.
We didn't issue one. I don't know if zoning issued one.
I know we didn't review it. And
I'm sorry.
It seemed like they would have been caught by the city would have made them come.
I remember when it popped up.
Should have.
Because I thought, well, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because of being, you know, franchised, if they got corporate sign package plans, you got to follow. And so we're trying to make it as small as we could, still being able to get our hands in. The smoothie is going to be really small because of the way you got to stack it.
Are those individual letters?
They're all individual channel letters on the raceway, yes, sir.
Including Chase?
It is, too. Yes, sir. It's on the raceway.
Did
you
be
a Chase?
I
did
not.
Oh. No, she did not.
Yeah. That Chase fits within the...
Yeah, that one does, but the actual one does not.
So what?
Do what, Ivan?
So the actual Chase does not fit.
Like,
and it's
like it's supposed to.
Photograph.
But help us understand where the Chase of your signage goes, because I'm not talking about that Chase. I'm talking about your raceway.
The raceway would be within the sign band area and the color of the building.
So it's not going to overlap into the
zoom
to the opening.
It will be a little bit higher off the band at the top and the bottom. Mm-hmm. You know.
Then it will break the line of
the 14 inches.
Mm-hmm. You're doing the bottom line of the sign band?
So the question is, are we going to amend the master plan today to approve these signs?
Can
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Can we amend it, or does the
design have to amend it? But the question is, the 1 foot two, it just says 1 foot two. There's no thing to say I can't go beyond that. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a narrative that went with this.
That was it.
If we had Chase before us, we could have recomposed this a little bit. And
yep.
It would have been a better overall plan.
The word cafe.
What was that? What's the word on the tropical?
Smoothie.
Smoothie,
yeah, tropical. Smoothie cafe.
So is it in the little cafe?
Yes, sir. That's the way, you know, the corporate sent me, the way that the restaurant is. So Yeah, with cafes, you have to cover tropical and smoothies. So I'm trying to get smoothie to be a little bit bigger so I can make it, you know?
We can approve it. We can approve
it. Yeah, smaller.
It's outside the master plan.
Like that.
No, they're allowed to come and ask for, like, essentially like a variance.
Okay, all right.
So could you tell me how deep your raceway is?
4 inches, and then the channel itself will be, the returns will be 3. So 7 inches.
Top to bottom.
Oh, top to bottom. How tall each letter?
No.
The raceway.
The raceway behind all this.
4 inches.
4 inches.
Top to bottom.
Okay, so that's the single black line I'm seeing that intercepts Tropical Cafe.
That's actually a box, so it runs through smoothies. That's kind of like
that's what I'm asking. That black line is your raceway.
Correct, yes, ma'am.
So could we go back to the other Mexican sign, Cuovo, whatever that is?
Cuovo.
Where's the raceway there?
It's going to be
Mexican.
Yeah, right. See how it runs like right there.
That's
going to be like right there, so we can grab those and those on the same raceway.
And what is the Mexican Heat sitting on?
It's a channel box that'll be mounted on that raceway. It'll be like the race will be half, you know,
top and bottom.
And then we'll also, you know, we put some brackets behind at the top just to hold it.
So if we enlarge the elevation view around below,
right.
Where, okay, so the bottom edge of Mexican Eats does not break the line of the opening below.
Based on what I'm looking at, it looks like that whole sign can move up a little bit to relieve some of that tension.
We don't want it to fall below the brick line, I guess.
This one.
Oh.
This
one.
Move up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
That one breaks the line.
So you want it to bring it up above the line?
Looks like you have room. I mean, if we've already broken the rules.
Well, yeah, we can move the raceway up to where, you know, at the top of that 14.
No, I'm talking about the word smoothie in the sign. Yeah. That all should go up a little bit to get the word smoothie. The word smoothie breaks the plane, this horizontal plane.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
You see it?
All of
it's below it.
Up? Is that okay? Will you shift
cafe, the top of cafe?
No. Not if you, you have to, can't move it all the way up. You just got to get some space in it.
Is this whole building Mason? Is it brick?
Yeah. And then if you go back to the one that's already up, Chase. Just the real image.
Yeah, the photograph.
The photograph. Zoom in on Chase.
See, they break the...
Well, Chase is black box.
Yeah, it looks like it falls below the...
So that the old in Chase is...
I think there's an awning that's up at that. The eyebrow is higher than in the other.
I think
they're sitting there.
Top of the blue oak.
And yes. It's their Chase that makes that black line that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do we do this?
Chase is on the black box.
Just approve it.
So cafe goes
up
the
edges.
At least get you off here.
What are we doing here, Brian? We just have to... make a motion. I think we need to stipulate the things you just spelled out, which is, so if you want to make a motion.
Off the line there at the bottom?
Yeah.
We don't want any of the signs to fall below the, that's a...
It's a lintel.
Lintel or
yeah.
Soldier course or whatever it is.
I think the idea that there is an architectural band that was intentionally going to manage the signage. So signage now should respond to that by centering on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're Cuovo centered on that architectural detail, Can you point it out, Trey?
Yeah.
It's an architectural detail. If it was centered on that instead of halfway down or partially down, the Tropical Cafe comes close to centering on it. It just needs to move up a tad. So you see where it says retail signage in that next one?
Yes.
That band was intended for the retail signage.
Correct.
So now it remains as an architectural detail. So the idea that your signage responds to it by saying there's a logic here. We're going to center it and respond to it, not just put the sign up.
Okay. Right?
So I think that could guide future signage. Okay. That it respond by centering on
Cheryl, the I'm thinking centering the distance from here to here should be the same as the distance from there to there. Meaning that
if you struck
4 inches, then that needs to be 4. If that's 2, then this needs to be 2. So that.
Well, I would strike a horizontal line, which is centering your sign, and it should be the center of that.
Well, if she does that, I'm fearful that smooth is still going to be below the other.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But she can look at it. Because cafe is the biggest.
Yeah. So cafe, if the E is in the center, which I'm assuming it is, it's slightly below center in that architectural band.
Yeah.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that we're respecting the architectural signals that are given by that previous articulation with brick and centering the signs on that retail signage band.
We have a survey set up to do when we can do the detailed drawings when we present it, so we can verify measurements and
that's good.
Make sure we send everything correctly.
Good.
Okay. What about the motion?
I'll second that motion.
Let's repeat it so we make sure we know what it is.
She just said it.
Presented signs are approved with the stipulation that they center on the architectural articulation that's labeled retail signage in the master plan sign package.
For both?
Signs, plural, yeah.
Staff, y'all got that?
Second. I mean, sorry, Brian.
No, you're seconding. Yeah.
Any further discussion on this? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next item, Mr. Neil Cavillion, 1029 Glenview Road, Forest Park Local Historic. The installation of a greenhouse, a garden space, a fountain feature, pathways, and low walls. You got lots of land out there.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a large property. Excuse me.
It's a beautiful lot, yeah.
It is. It was, I think, it used to be.
We approved the garages like maybe 20 years ago.
No. Yeah,
yeah.
Showing your age.
I could have said 40. So, all right, tell us what you want to do.
Well, my client is wanting to install a greenhouse feature on a. It's really a front yard. I guess there's two front yard setbacks, but it's being on the corner lot. And she is wanting to install this greenhouse feature, which we're considering kind of a garden feature. This is just giving you an area perspective of its location in relation to the other structures on the house. She has no true rear yard because of the structure, the historic structures on the rear, the east side of her property. When they purchased the house, I think in right around COVID, around 2020, they ended up rebuilding the structure to the bottom right-hand corner with the green slate roof. They brought that back up to its historical, as close to the historical architecture as they possibly could based on pictures and historic images. And so it's created somewhat of a hardship on having a private space. She really has no private backyard. And so we're looking at this garden space to kind of create privacy for her. Still leaving, if you look at the plan that we have here, we're really keeping the front or the west side of her elevation, the front of elevation per yard open as it is now. They've added this low wall along Glenview that was added a couple years ago. We're just trying to create a private garden, private space within this side yard on her property. She also has an existing 10-foot easement on the back right here along the towards her property along the back of sidewalk. There's a 10-foot easement that runs along 11th. And so it further pushes this greenhouse into her yard. We have a 25-foot side yard setback. We are going to go for a variance to where we can keep 10 feet from the property line. So we're going for a 15-foot variance ultimately. So that tightest corner on the greenhouse there, the bottom left corner, is 10 feet from the property line. And so then there's another 10 feet with the easement, and so then we're another 5 or 6 feet from the back of curb. And what I've noticed is that the properties on the southern side of 11th are already encroaching closer to 11th than the northern side. And I don't know if they're zoned differently. This is an R3 zoning. I don't know.
Okay, can you tell me where the greenhouse is going to be on that picture right there?
Right
down there. Near 11th?
Correct.
Okay, that's near 11th.
Yeah,
you won't screen it.
Correct. Our goal is to really heavily screen that piece of this piece of architecture. We met at Forest Park, and that we have not done a full landscape plan yet. This is our proposed preliminary site plan or master plan at this point. We are going to completely really screen it. The whole idea with this is privacy in her garden. She has no backyard.
Well, you've got this huge yard.
Correct.
That you can't really do anything with.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it is very, it's very prominent. That's a very busy street. Both streets are.
And one thing that's not in the package is the base material for the greenhouse is proposed to be this moss rock on that column. So we're going to kind of match that material. That's a column they added, which flanks, there's two other columns south of this,
yeah,
which begin that other district. I'm proposing we may take this one down because I don't feel it doesn't fit. The other ones look different. So we may remove that, kind of take that down anyway. We haven't discussed that yet. But
when do you go before the BZA?
We haven't even submitted for it. We wanted to have, what I gathered from meeting with Erica was that we needed to go through DRC, Forest Park, and then submit for variance at that point.
What I would tell you is don't draw one lick until you go through BZA, because I think you're going to have an uphill battle.
Sure.
Getting a variance.
Sure.
So, I wouldn't spend one dime.
And we're not at this point. This was...
So you're asking us to do just the concept?
At this point, we've only done concept to look at what the opportunity is. We've looked at the opportunity of pushing this outside of the variance, and it's so close to her property, her house.
And you said it was a 15-foot setback?
It's a 25-foot.
Okay.
We're going for a 15-foot variance in hopes.
Yeah, I don't think you meet, there's seven conditions, and I don't
correct.
Think you meet, one of them. So I think you're going to... Anyway, that's not here or there, but
I agree with Brian. It's going to be difficult.
Good luck. I think Concepcy is beautiful.
Yeah, I like it. Can you go back to it? So is that what?
Greenhouse, yes. It's a company out of England called Hartley Botanic, and there it's a lifetime product. It's maybe a beautiful feature, and. As a garden element accessory structure to a certain degree.
So will there be a modification to the house to have a exit from the house on that exit?
On that stair. We're looking at adding some sort of stair down on that corner.
But no... opening in the house that's on that axial line.
That's we looked at that. It's a green. It's almost like a sunroom, and I felt like it would just mess up the functionality of the space. She has some niches and furniture in there, and I just felt that from a view standpoint, it works really well. But from a functionality, it would just wreck that entire room if there was some doors back.
What, is this? Is that a trellis?
We're looking to do a potential trellis structure.
He's adding a stair off the porch.
The design team beforehand, or contractor, created that little
pull it into the setbacks.
Really, no plan of what it was for or what it was going to be. So, we're trying to create again the idea is to create outdoor rooms and space in her garden. I guess my question. I know the variance and zoning will have to deal with this, but from a hardship perspective, she honestly has no backyard. I mean, there's the existing structures on site prohibit any of that whatsoever.
Well, most of these houses don't have backyards.
Correct.
In that entire neighborhood.
So, we're just trying to have a creative solution to create a really nice private space for her.
So whatever we do is going to be subject to zoning, correct?
Yes.
Well, they still have to go back to the local historic district with their final landscape plan. Yeah. So we're going to see it again. I think we can improve it conceptually.
Yeah, I think we can
too. Plan?
No, sir. Well, we're probably in close proximity, but no, we were only brought on to do a conceptual master plan. And we really did look at probably 5 or 6 options on where this greenhouse would be located. And looked at it on an angle outside of the setbacks, and it just didn't make sense in any other location without doing a lot of modifications to her existing walls and things of that nature. And then it felt really too close to the house. The house is such a prominent feature in Forest Park. We didn't want to muddle up the front elevation and historical character of the house.
Do I hear a motion?
Is there anything you had on the concept plan?
Albany says he's looked at a lot of different things.
Yeah.
What's your setback on Glenview?
It's 35 feet.
Okay.
Or 25 feet, I'm sorry.
They're
25 both ways, but we really hit 35 on the south side with that additional 10 feet.
So you don't have a problem from Glenview perspective?
No, sir.
It's from the 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the current plan.
It's from that side street, that's where the problem is.
And I really don't know what that easement is there for. I don't know if it runs. I don't have surveys going west, so I don't know if that easement.
Well, the trolley car didn't go up that street, so it couldn't be that.
Is there a sewer running down there?
I don't know. I don't have that on the survey. It's not on the survey.
I don't have a power pole.
Nothing.
Gas.
It could be. I'm guessing.
Keep going.
Yeah, there were no utilities located within that setback. That 10 feet, 10 foot easement, sorry.
Yeah, you have to do a tile search. I move that we approve the concept plan.
I'll second the concept.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thanks.
Thank you all very much.
Good luck.
Good job. Good luck.
Thank you.
Mr. Alan Sandlin, 3228 Carlisle Road, Red Mountain Suburbs, local historic, side addition with a balcony. Staff, is this a contributing structure?
Good morning, my name is Alan Sandlin.
Good morning, I'm sorry.
No,
it's a contributing structure, but it's also a contributing.
Okay.
With no conditions? Okay.
Okay, now go.
My name is Alan Sandlin. I'm here representing my client. My first time doing this, so thank you for all your help and making it through, because I have a lot of questions back and forth, so I appreciate it. So my wife is also here. She is representing the client as well as interior designer. We've been through the right mock part and got their approval. Setbacks are good. So what we are doing, if you'll go to the next one. All right, so right here on the right side, you got that gable at the top right. Right down below it, those two windows, is the existing kitchen. We're going to bump that out 10 feet, and extend the kitchen out 10 feet, and up above is her master bedroom. You will walk out onto the balcony from her master bedroom.
This is in the rear of the house.
It is in the rear of the house.
And you can't see it.
Why are we looking at it?
That's my question.
Why is it before?
I don't know.
The report is approved by the neighbor.
I got you.
Any other modifications?
That's it.
Are you matching all the existing colors?
Existing colors, you know, stucco finish, everything that's historical, wood windows, everything the same, the exact same materials.
I move that we approve in keeping with the Red Mountain Suburbs Local Historic District recommendation.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. I've had it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Great for your first time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any further business to come before this board?
One thing before we move on, the case prior to this with the greenhouse, he was bringing the greenhouse for final design. There were colors, there was placement. Did y'all have an issue with that? Or with the landscape?
I think we just approved it all at one time. Yeah. The landscape has to come back anyway, because it's got to go back to the forest part, according to their notes. So when he brings it back, I didn't have a problem with his color choice on the...
No, I didn't either.
It's the placement of the greenhouse he's going to get.
That's where he's going to get.
Yes.
And yeah. I'm surprised there's not an
alternative. If he gets through BZA, I will buy that guy a steak dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, he has done.
I mean, what I don't understand is why the greenhouse isn't where the trellis is.
Yeah.
Slam dunk.
Well, I thought that too.
Slam dunk.
What was that? The greenhouse could be what?
Where the trellis is.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to do this from that night.
And then the trellis is not a zoning issue in the same way the greenhouse is, right?
Yeah, it's an accessory structure.
The greenhouse is, but not the trellis.
That's the point.
Yeah, so the trellis...
Get outside the setback.
Trellis won't need
so
it.
So if we just rotate that puppy.
I get what he's got to
lay out. Yeah, we understand. I mean, I wondered why he wanted to put it there anyway.
I mean,
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.